Your mom was a freaking evil psycho. She taught torture. She taught murder. She taught rape. And all the nastiest things Cubi have their bad reputations for. Destania was possible the coldest creature to ever exist in Saya, devoid of any compassion. I'm amazed you weren't born with frostbite. Your mom wasn't just evil. She wrote the book on it. Are you too scared to read it? You should be.
No, Arnie. You've been a friendly family for generations. And we are both working for the same goal.
The end of the dragon race.
In our family's best interests.
You're evil! Destania will teach children and infants from the torch class.
So, I heard your date tanked last night.
Oh, sod off, Glev. Just because you have a steady girlfriend, you don't need to rub it in. I swear, the night shift is already annoying as is. Spending 7 hours staring at unearthed, stolen graves?
I owe you. One body plus a lot of dirt.
Are they nuts?
Really? Why would they take the dirt?
Hey there, stranger. How have you been?
Fantastic, Alexi. Or wait, was the right term fabulous? Shoot, I should have wrote it down.
Wrote what down? Oh, right. Gay. Gyrus, you do realize you don't have to change who you are to fit some sort of standard, right?
Please, Alexi, I know what I'm doing. I'm simply trying to catch up to my quota.
Your quota?
Indeed. Certain obligations must be fulfilled. Huh, I just noticed how quiet it is today.
Yeah, Dan and Abel had some sort of fight a while back. Not sure what was said, but since then, Dan has been in some sort of funk. Come to think of it, I haven't even seen Abel in over a week. Dan is currently off at... Gyrus? Are you even paying any attention?
Oh, sorry, Lexi. I got distracted thinking about how I'm so awesome now.
Ooh. Please tell me this is a temporary thing, Gyrus.
Hello? Abel? It's me, Gyrus. Alexi said you've been missing a week?
Has it only been a week? Funny thing about not needing to eat or sleep. In a dark room, you can just lose all track of time.
You've been in here all week? That isn't funny at all. It's more sad, really.
It isn't all that bad. I mean, I managed to miss out on disco doing this once.
Point made and taken.
So, what can I do for you?
Well... As you can see, I'm much more confident, and I find you attractive, so I was hoping to invite you for an afternoon brunch. What do you say, Abel?
Oh my.
No, Brain. There is confident, and then there is completely stupid. Though, I do like brunches.
Gyrus? Foray to Gyrus.
Say, Abel, about that mind shield you gave me?
Well, it should still be working. Is the... Oh, wait! You and Dan talked a while back. I guess you want me to remove it since you no longer need it.
No thanks. I'm quite fine with it still. Honest. I mean, it's probably a good idea to keep it on for a while. Just in case. And stuff. Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't blame you, what with Dinkhead still learning how to handle the basics. He's probably going to be learning all sorts of secrets. I know I've had my own mind filter set to max because of it.
Filter? I thought Cubi liked reading thoughts.
Oh, yes. I love hearing the thoughts of the drunk and stupid upstairs. Here's a tip. Most Cubi filter out all but certain key words. We don't read every thought that comes our way.
Well, that's nice of them.
Nice mice. The average non-Cubi thoughts are filled with pointless trivia and paranoid delusions.
Is that a jab at me?
Well, you tell me, mister. I needed a mind shield to hide my relationship problems.
Say, you don't happen to know where Dan is, do you?
Not off the top of my head, but you have my guesses. I'm not too fond of the idea of following Dan around, so I had Fee tag along with him. I've instructed Fee to come get me should Dan go off and do something very stupid and dangerous.
Biggs! I know you know where my mom is at!
Okay, seriously, did someone install a revolving door right outside my place without my knowledge?
Ooh! Minibar!
Who are... Oh, wait, Dee's little cross-dressing son! I have to say, you look nicer in a dress. Anyways, you're probably looking for Dee. She told me to give you...
Listen up! I'm in no mood for any of your games, Biggs. Now tell me where my mom is, or I swear I will... Will... Frig, you were going to tell me just now, weren't you?
Keyword, were.
Ow! Oh, when did you suddenly become competent in fighting?
Hello? Leader of the Twink Territories. What, you think I got the title by asking for it nicely? The only reason you got the drop on me last time we met is because I thought you were a girl. I happen to have a no-hitting females policy.
Doesn't that leave you open to being taken advantage of?
Yes. Being taken advantage of by powerful, attractive females. Totally at their mercy. Completely unable to defend myself.
Ugh. Ugh, forget I asked. I know I'm trying to. This isn't working as well as I expected. Guess it's time to put this whole Kubai thing to the test. Look, Biggs, I'm just looking for Destania. You wouldn't happen to have any information on where she is, would you?
If you're trying to read my thoughts, I am totally going to deck you.
What? How can you tell that? Ow! Oh! Wow! Oh, I walked right into that one.
Oh, don't feel too bad. You'd be amazed how many creatures fall for that one. Enough of this. Look, your mom isn't here. After finding out some info about her husband, she quit working for me and went off to go find him.
Wait, she was working for you?
Yeah, and that's the only reason I'm not beating your face in at the moment. That and Wildy. She was a great employee. Loyal, resourceful, smart... Not to mention freaking hot! I mean, jeez, for a lady of that many thousands of years, she had quite the perky wingspan.
Oh, this is not the information I require!
Dee has a tendency to drop in every few months. I'll let her know you came by when she shows up again. In the meantime, I have my own stuff to do. Ooh! That's right! You're an adventurer, yes? The hacky, the slashy, yes? How'd you like to earn some money stabbing something?
Oh, really now? And what would you say if I just so happened to decide I should be against you in helping this Dark Pegasus?
What would I say? Ooh, I'd really want to speak with his PR, because dang, I gotta get me some of that. So, the word on the street is that DP's grave has gone empty, which means it's only a matter of time before the Dingleberry rises again. In the past, every time he's shown up, he's found ways to interfere with my own plans. Very annoying. Now, normally I'd just send a few guys over to stop the whole process, but obviously they haven't been all that successful. So I figure, hey, you're an adventurer. Why not go see if you hold up better?
And what happens if I fail and die?
Then I get to tell Dee when I see her that DP killed her little baby boy, and she does the job. This is what we in my business call a win-win situation.
You know what? Fine. I'll check this out. But if this is a trick, Biggs, I swear...
Yeah, heard it before. Don't forget your drunk warpacy in the hallway.
Dan. Not exactly quick on the uptake, still.
Yeesh, what was all that racket out there?
Sorry, sir. Just dealing with a family issue.
And is there a reason you're using my old hairstyle?
Well, I had to leave some clues.
Well, this might be good.
Oh, did you find your mom?
No, but this might be better. If Dark Pegasus really is about to make a comeback, that means I can thwart him before he even gets a plan in motion.
Smacking some baddies is just what I need. This is the second time something from Saya has thrown up on me.
Please don't touch it, sir. I can't remember if it's poisonous. Oh, so ugly.
Easy now. We'll just sit for a bit until your stomach settles some.
Thanks. So, who's this Dark Pegasus? And why are we gonna stop him?
It's a pretty long story, really.
Well, lay it on me. Right now, a story sounds good.
You mean that you are actually interested in me telling the story of one of my first adventures?
No cute face. No cute. Stomach queasy as is.
You got me a dress.
It's a robe.
It's a dress!
The fabric is magically enchanted to protect you from magic. It's designed to cover most of the body. Then again, I could always exchange it for some sort of chainmail loincloth.
No. I'll take my chances with the dress. Well, it is pretty comfortable. But I don't know, Wildy.
Oh, don't be such a baby, Dan. Just give it an adventure and I'll show you to see it doesn't make you any less masculine.
Perhaps. But do you think it makes my butt look fat?
No, I think your fat butt makes your butt look fat.
I don't know. I've heard bad things about this place.
Oh, please, is in, like all other with girls. No different from other... ins?
So you think it's okay to try to skip your tab, do you? Is that what you think?
Oh my, being bent that way not correct?
No, I've seen bad things about this place.
Yeah, looks like Lexi's in one of her moods. Think I'll just go out the back for this ice cream run.
Oh, hello. Hello there. Can you help me, please?
Sure.
Here, can you tell me what this smells like?
It doesn't smell like anything.
So it doesn't smell like chloroform?
No, not really. Chloroform has more of... Oh!
This trick would be a lot cooler if we actually had chloroform.
Chloroform cost high. Too high.